Shabbat Shalom. Good evening. I assume there's only one person on.
Has joined.
Good evening, Kodesh Tov. Shabbat Kodesh Shalom.
Tov. Yes, Kodesh Tov. Shalom.
We'll begin in a minute or so.
Okay.
I think there is somebody else on, but they didn't identify themselves. So.
Okay.
Has joined.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Pati, Berura, Alephet Gimel Yutap Tzadi, Gabel Rinat. Amcha sagbeinu acharenu nora ufreshayim sintet nun. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha gevavat shambrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem, ratame sit tadcha tami yamle. Betet resh, tzavitav gimel. Tassim kadosh, verov tucha, nael adata, et kuf bet, tet nun ayin. Yachid Geir Lamcha Pene Zokre Kidu Shata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayim Tu Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tiakatenu Yode Atalumo Shin Kufal Zadiyuta. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study a verse that connects to this energy. The verse comes from the Tanakh. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom liami liYisrael untati. Shatan
has joined.
Od willow your gaz, od willow Yosifu. Vene avlala anoto ta'asher barishona. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apaim Berav Chesed Be'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseaon Wafesha V'chata'a V'nake. Now, to connect to the energy of certainty, we're going to use a tool, a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar, Bekamatar, Tane Nandaku Chabrihu, Komade Aved, Le'ela Witata. Kolayu kishot biovada dikshot filetla mila bialma devae barnash adach yaleya mineya ulanaga beyakalana dahakulu ovada dikshot inun wakola itzterich bialma. The energy of our current year, the year 57, the energy of this year is redemption. This is the year 5781, but the energy is still redemption. Providing the children of Israel are ready to be redeemed. One of the ways that we increase our vessel and prepare to be redeemed is by studying a verse that connects to the energy of this year, through its gematria of 781. The verse is from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Wagam mehem ekach lakohanim lalevim amar adonai yohe wahe yadanu yo yohe dawanu heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote ala me meheshi la la he ata ata heta e zayo ala da la awa he he a yo zala me be he he reyo he kome la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la he. Sa'ala reyo ashila meyo he wahe wa danu yo he he shi ame me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he anu wa be he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be ma wa. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. We will use the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo he anu a kame da. He he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa kame yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shia yo re ta shi a me shi a he re la yo a wa me lo la yo he be wa he re yo yo wa la he she ka wa ka a to me nu ha ta anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he Sa'ala reyo, a'ala metae, wahe wa dala yo, he yoshi ala me, nu he a nu wata me la he pe a yo, nu kome yo re la he be he me zare, wahe be yo ahe ala ala wa ameza yo. Dahe be me kako ala a he he wa re la yo re la he yo yo me ala a ye me he me. The Sadikim left this day, which is the second day of Tevet. Excuse me, this is the third day of Tibet. No, I was right the first time. Today is the second day of Tibet. It is also Zot Hanukkah. That's where I was getting confused. And on Zot Hanukkah, the light of Bina is going into the vessel of Bina. The light of Chesed is going into the vessel of the light of Chesed goes into the vessel of Chesed. The light of Givurah goes into the vessel of Givurah. The light of Tiferet goes into the vessel of Tiferet. The light of Netzach goes into the vessel of Netzach. The light of Hod goes into the vessel of Hod. The light of Yesod goes into the vessel of Yesod. And the light of Malchut goes into the light of into the vessel of Malchut. And the names of the Sadikim who chose to leave this day. John Lennon, a very famous Beatle, passed away on the 2nd of Tibet. He was assassinated or killed by someone who wanted to make a name for himself. And also the Sadiq Medgar Evers passed away on the 2nd of Tibet. And also Nelson Mandela passed away on the 2nd of Tibet. Rabbi Abraham Poteliano, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi of Poroso, Rabbi Yaakov Kuli Slonim, Rabbi Yitzhak Halevi Kreuz, now doing the Ani meditation, which we use as a method of climbing the tree of life to reach the level of our class. Malhut, yo aheni wa yo hei. Yahuni Wu Yahu. Og. You Ahuni Wu Yahu. You Ahuni Wu Yahu. You Ahuni Wu Yahu. Netzach. Ye Ahini Wu Yahi. Ye Ahini Wu Yahi. Ye Ahini Wu Yahi. Tiferet. Yo Ahuni Wu Yahu. Yo Ahuni Wu Yahu. Yo Ahuni Wu Yahu. Gevura. Ye'ash, Niwiyosh, Ye'ash, Niwiyosh, Ye'ash, Niwiyosh. Kesed, Ye'ah, Heniwe Yohe, Ye'ah, Heniwe Yohe, Ye'ah, Heniwe Yohe. Bina, Ye'ah, Heniwe Yohe, Ye'ah, Heniwe Yohe. Yeahini wa yohe. Hakma. Yaahani wa yoha. Yaahani wa yoha. Yaahani wa yoha. Keter. Yaahani wa yoha. Yaahani wa yoha. Yaahani wa yoha. Our handout today is for a Zohar class on the Parasha of Miketz. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, that link opens up a list of all of the Parashiot. Please scroll down to Parasha Miketz. And when that opens up, click on Section 4A, which will begin with Pasuk 40. We will say the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach in a whisper. And we will start with a L'Shem Yichud. L'shem yichud kudcha b'richu ishkin David kilu urkimu udkilu udkilu urkimu le'achda l'shem yudhei bovavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah v'yihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nernei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nernehu. Pasuk 40. Ma ketiv shalach melech vayatirehu Moshe lamim vaypathehu Rabbi Shimon amar ketiv Hashem matir Asurim vegomer v'haka ketiv shalach melech vayatirehu Amai Moshe Amim vapadchehu Ela shalach melech Dakud shabarichu Moshe lamim Dakud shabarichu Shalach melech melech Ila ashalach vayatirehu Aumanihu shedishala da malach hagoel deihu moshel amim deihu moshel malkatae wikolamein kutshabarichu ihu. The translation, it is written, the king sent and loosed him, and the ruler of the people let him go free. Rabbi Shimon said, it is written, Hashem loses the prisoners. And the king sent and loosed him. Why did he repeat the thought by saying, and the ruler of the people let him go free? He answers, the king is the Holy One, blessed be he, and the ruler of the people is the Holy One, blessed be he. The meaning of the verse is the king refers to the supernal king, Zeranpin, who sent and loosed him. Whom did he send? The redeeming angel, the Nukva, who is the ruler of the people and rules below in the lower world. All come from the Holy One, blessed be he. My commentary, this verse is explaining the duplications of the ideas, loosed him and let him go free. Verse 41. The translation, the word vairitsuhu, and they brought him hastily, is spelled without the letter vav to indicate that it is singular instead of plural. Who brought him hastily from the dungeon? The Holy One, blessed be he, for there is no one else who imprisons and frees people from prison. As it is written, he shuts up a man and there can be no opening. And when he gives quietness, who then can condemn? And when he hides his face, who then can behold him? Whether against the nation or against the man alike. For everything depends upon him, as it is written. And he does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say to him, what do you? Hence it is written, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. That is the Holy One, blessed be he, brought him hastily out of the dungeon. My commentary. Does hastily mean quickly, or does it mean it's something different? Verse 42. My vairitu hu kedayetar el eloha vair tsavehu veke gavna davaya rite tu hu min habor ulbatar vayavo el paro davar acher vairitu hu tayam sheikh. Aleya uchuta b'chesed l'mechav leya chayina Tameya defaro Elohim ya'anet shalom Translation. He asks, what is the meaning of, and he brought him hastily? The Hebrew word is bairitsuhu. And he replies, as he shall pray to Eloha, and he will be favorable to him. Bairitsuhu means the Holy One, blessed be he, was favorable to him. So the verse, and he brought him hastily out of the dungeon, means that the Holy One, blessed be he, was favorable to him, that he was brought before Pharaoh. Another explanation is that vairitsuhu is derived from will, ratzon, and grace, for he drew upon him a thread of grace. So he will find grace before Pharaoh. He addressed him with, Elohim shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace, to hasten to greet him and open his speech, and the word peace. If only people would read the Zohar, we would find the instruction on how to speak to superiors and to friends and families as well. Verse 43. Rabbi Abba Amar Tachatze Behahu Rasha Deparo Dehu Amar Lo Yadati Et Hashem Uparo Hakim Rabba Miko Harasho Elavadai Shema Delohim Awad Yadavit Haketiv Hanimsa is a Kazeish Asheruah Elohim Bo Ugin de Moshe Lata Legabea Elabishma Dashem Velodishma Elohim Vidahawa Kisha Kame Mikola de Ihu Havayada de Hakashima Daihu Shalit Beara Ubishma Dahashem Laya Havayada Bealda Kashya Kame Shemada. The translation. Rabbi Abba said, come and behold the wicked Pharaoh, who said, I know not Hashem. Yudhei Vavhei. And he was wiser than all his magicians, how could he have not known Yudhei Vavhei? And he answers, assuredly, he knew the name of Elohim as it is written. Can we find such a one as this man? This is a man in whom is the spirit of Elohim. However, because Moses came before him with the name of Hashem only, it was hard for him to understand anything more. For he knew that Elohim was ruler over the land, but he did not know the name Hashem. Therefore, he found this name difficult to grasp. My commentary. Baro is a left column soul. As a left column soul, it is difficult to connect to a right column concept. This is my opinion. This is why Paro could not relate to the name of Hashem. Pasuk 44. V'dahu dikti v'chazek Hashem et lev paro demilada Hawat keith lebeya v'yakshelea V'alda moshe lo yod da leya mi la dishma athara ela shema de hashem bil chodo vi ok muha. The translation: this is why it is written, and Hashem hardened the heart of Pharaoh. It was the word Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh that hardened his heart and made him headstrong. Moses therefore spoke to him only by the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, as has already been explained. My commentary. Actually, the idea of hardening Pharaoh's heart is to bring someone who is under coercion to be without coercion. When this happens, then the person moves to a state of being able to make a free will decision. If one is under coercion, there can be no free will. When one is looking at the destruction of one's society and or country, one is incapable of making a free will decision. Pharaoh just did not want to let the children of Israel go. And when in a state of free will decision, he would choose to continue the destruction. Pasuk 45. Patach v'yamar mika shem elokeinu hamagbihi Lashavet Wigomer Mikashem Elokehem Elokeinu Hamagbihi Lashavet Istalach Me'al Karsei Yikareya Vila Itgale Letata Bishata Ishtakahu Kzakain Bialmahayu Astalak Minaihu Belait Gali Leho Bamishpil Lirot Bishata Zakain Inundit Yeshtakahu Be'almaku Shabarihu Nahet Bedargin Likad Balahu Dehatitatai Leashkaha Alalma Diotavalaho. The translation. He opened the discussion with the verse, who is like Hashem our Elohim? Who is enthroned on high, who looks far down to behold? Who is like Hashem our Elohim, who is enthroned on high? Means that he rises above his throne of glory, not to be revealed below. For when there is no righteous to be found in the world, he is gone from them and does not reveal himself to them. The phrase, who looks far down to behold, refers to the time when the righteous are found in the world, and the Holy One, blessed be He, descends to the lower beings to take care of that world and to do good by them. My commentary. We have a teaching that there are always 36 tzaddikim in the world. How do we reconcile this idea that there are moments when there is no tzaddikim in the world, as expressed in the above pasuk? The reconciliation is to realize that there is a difference between concealed and revealed. When the revealed tzaddikim are concealed by the spiritual system, as has happened in this generation, in my opinion, there are actually 72 tzaddikim. 36 are concealed and 36 are revealed. Although that number does change, the total never does. Pasuk 46. Deha kadzaka in la ishtakahu be'alma ihu istalak be'aster anpinayatminayhu be'lashka alayhu begin tzadikaya yo'inun yesoda The translation. And when there are no righteous men in the world, he is gone. He hides his face from them and does not pay attention to them. This is because the righteous are the foundation and existence of the world, as it is written, and the righteous is an everlasting foundation, or the foundation of the world. By Pasuk, by commentary. This Pasuk is describing the spiritual laws of concealing the face of Hashem, or revealing the face of Hashem, based on the personal actions of people. Pasuk 47. We all dakud shabri hu la gale shemeya kadisha barli Israel bil chodo deinun cholik avde viachsanteya. The Alma Paleg Leia Kucha Rihu Limanan de Raisin Beha Itmar Dictiv Behan Hel El Yon Goim Wigomer Upiv Ki Helek Hashem Amo Nachalato. The translation. The Holy One, blessed be He, therefore revealed His holy name to Israel alone, who are His portion, lot, and inheritance. The Holy One, blessed be He, divided the world among the mighty chieftains, the 70 ministers. This we have learned from the verse He set the borders of the people. For Hashem's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. My commentary. Do you think that Hashem revealed his name to Israel alone? Do you know what is Hashem's name? Do you call upon Hashem as recommended by the verses in Psalms and Proverbs? What do you think is the purpose of this pasuk? Pasuk 48. Ribihi ayo viribio se hawo asle biar ha yamar rabio se le rabi hi ayo te vah hana al hai deka amar shalomo call me loy setimin ve Yad Yun Bedeha Kohalat Setim Setimin. The translation. Rabbi Shia and Rabbi Yossi were walking together. Rabbi Yossi said, I wonder about the words of King Solomon. Were all his speeches and obscure, and the words of Kohelet are vague? My commentary. In the language, if the language was Aramaic, then the translation would be the words of Kohelet, and King Solomon are meant to persuade. In my opinion, this helps to explain why this verse is separated from the next one. There seems to be no reason for this pause. What does it add to our knowledge? You answer for yourselves, please. Pasuk 49. Patach v'yamar kol hadvarim yegeim lo yukal ish ledaber lo tishpa. Ayin lirot v'lo timale ozen mishmoa kol hadvarim yegeim. Wiki kol hadvarim yegayim minun limalala dikamar lo yokel ish ledaber velo dishpayin lirot velo timale ozen mishmoa memter ilein Ella begin the train bin chon reinun einin. Wilkinin lachayamin birshoteya devar nashpuma ihu birshoteya. We call ilain tilat la yachlin liash lama. Kola ula da baka kola. The translation. He began with the verse, all things are full of weariness. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. He asks, if all things are full of weariness, are they all too weary to speak? Sometimes, clearly, they are not. He also quotes the verse, man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Why did precisely these occur to him? And he answers, two of them, eyes and ears, are not under a man's control. The mouth, however, is under his control. Thus he teaches us that although these organs comprise all the faculties of man, the tree and similar ones cannot comprehend and conceive everything. The question is therefore settled, for all things are full of awareness. Means that the eyes, the ears, and the mouth cannot comprehend everything. My commentary. All things toil to weariness. Weariness is another, and I think a better translation. This helps us to understand this pasuk. Rabbi Ashlag's comments also greatly help us to understand this verse from Kehelet, which is Ecclesiastes. It is important to realize the limitations of our senses. I'm going to stop here. We don't have sufficient time to be able to jump the line. And when it's our turn, we will be right here. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all a beautiful evening. Shalom Gadol to all. Shalom.
Okay. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shalom.
identity.